nor, you know, again, well, there's resurrection, but blah, 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 and then they cloud it up, and it's like, well, in my book, you deny the resurrection. If you say people, when they die, they go to heaven, you're telling me the resurrection has already come. That it's already happening to everyone. That someone has ascended to heaven besides Jesus. Contrary to the teaching of the Gospels. Contrary to the teaching of the apostles and of the Lord himself. You're not of God. That's pretty easy for me. It's like the guys on TV, they're not of God. That's why it's easy for me to say. Aren't you judging people? I'm sorry, I'm not judging them. I'm just judging their works, what their works are. Now, they can change their works, and then they, you know, like, I've often said things against, like, Billy Graham, because I know he's a false prophet. But, you know, if he turns from his wicked ways, I don't know if he's dead yet, even. That's how much I watch the news. Maybe he's dead. I don't know. Well, then he's sealed. Whatever. He's where, you know. But what I'm saying, if they turn from their wickedness, yeah, I'm not going to judge, say, that guy's never going to inherit eternal life. That's wrong. I'm not even going to, I don't even impute bad motives to them, honestly. Because I know those who are deceived because God has hidden wisdom from them. That's why I pray for my enemies. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Not that God has to listen to me, you know. But that's how he has ordained that his sons ought to walk. We ought to walk praying for our enemies. Because we'd never know who they really are. That's why you don't judge people like that. Now, works are judged of God already. The doctrine of Jesus Christ, in knowing that, it creates a certain form of judgment against that which is not congruent with it. You know, that is not equal to it. Whatever is not in line with the doctrine of Jesus Christ, by knowing the doctrine of Jesus Christ, I automatically, there's like a switch flips in my mind, judging that. Because if it is not equal to it, then it is not of God. If the doctrine is contrary, then it's just not of him. So if we abide in his doctrine, in his teaching, we are of God. That gives me great comfort. Because in spite of the infirmity of my flesh, or in spite of, you know, the fact that I'm young, and still trying to obtain things that I hope that when I'm a older man, I've told people for years, I look forward to being 50 because I feel like I should have grown so much by then. And that at 50, I feel like I would be such a man, so much more of a man than I am now. Not that, you know, whatever, so much more. I look forward to growing up into Christ. Because when I'm 50, I expect I will be Christ. I don't say that in a blasphemous sense, but that's what it means to be a Christian. It's to be a little Christ. I want to grow up into a big Christ. Not that I am a special son of God or anything, but I am an adopted son of God. Like Jesus was, he was the son of God in a very special way. A way I could never be the son of God. But he has ordained a certain way by which I may follow and also become the son of God, Christ. Because what does Christ mean? It means anointed. People are, you're anointed, 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 anointed. I have an anointing on me and I am anointed. And it's just mincing words to say like, well, many will come in my name saying I am Christ. Yeah, they do that, don't they? Well, no, actually, I don't know many people. I mean, there's a couple of wackies who call themselves Christ, and they say they're the reincarnated Jesus. I'm not saying that at all, but that was before when Jesus taught that. That was before we had the word Christian. But also, I believe he probably said that in the way of affirmation, like saying that Jesus is Christ. But ultimately speaking. And I think it's funny that I'll say that, and to some people that'll be an evident token. Like, oh, he said he wants to be Christ. Because I affirm that I am not Christ. But I also affirm that I must become him. If I don't become Christ, then I'll perish. It's the only way to live forever is to become Christ. Because he rose from the dead. Do you think those that are raised from the dead are going to be any different? God makes it so to be. With man, that's of course impossible. I can't do that. I can't be that. I can't fulfill that lofty goal. To me, even as I say it, it sounds nuts. Maybe I am nuts. But that's the doctrine. That is the doctrine. That's the teaching. Oh, behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, even as it knew him not. I labor and travail until now, till Christ be formed in you. Should grow up into him. Now, I never see the apostle saying, I am Christ, and I'm not saying that. I don't think I'll ever say that. But we must be that. You know, that's the point, is that we must be that. Humility prevents us from ever saying, I'm Christ. But, especially, I think, when you come there, it's like, now, on the way there, I'm looking at it as like a goal. I think, okay, I need to be Christ. I need to be like him. When I say be, understand it to be a metaphor. You know, I need to be Christ is metaphorical. Obviously, I can't do everything he did. But I can walk as he walked from a certain point onward. And that is, in fact, I am exhorted to do that in the scriptures. And in fact, there are promises in the scriptures that teach me how to obtain that. If you don't know how to obtain that, then you need to study with me so that you may obtain it. Because that is the way to be saved. Grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life. We abide in his doctrine. Verse 10, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither be to him Godspeed. Someone comes to your house and doesn't bring you the doctrine that of the apostles and prophets and of Jesus Christ, or the doctrine I teach, you shouldn't even let him in your house. Bring in another doctrine. You know? I guess that means like if the local minister comes and visits me, I should not let him in. I shouldn't let him talk on my TV. But obviously, receiving them into your house in those days was a very gracious, you know, society. Neither bid him Godspeed. Literally, that means say hail. Chirion, to rejoice. Godspeed is chiro, to be cheerful or well off.